Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club Focus. It's been such a privilege to fill in the last 3 days for Paul W. Smith. Look forward to hosting on Sunday, JR Sunday. We've got Mike Tirico will be joining us along with Catalan, who will be in the booth calling all the action for CBS. It should be a good show on Sunday as well. Akshay Bhatia is the leader in the clubhouse. He's 13 under. Troy Merritt right behind him at 11, along with Taylor Montgomery. It's going to be a fun shootout tomorrow with a lot of guys right at the top until the championship on Sunday. We're excited. So as today's round wraps up, we're going to go out and spend a little time watching it come in while we're watching the skies. We're honored to have Kim Adams join us, meteorologist at WDIV, Emmy Award-winning. One of the best, takes it serious. I always love watching your face when the rough weather's coming in because you take it so serious, and you are into it.
I do.
The best was what I mentioned this when we were talking before, but watching you during the eclipse and the Northern Lights
Oh,
was
yeah.
so exciting.
I
It
know.
was so much fun.
I do geek out just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I had to catch myself sometimes, but I care about it, and you look at all the people here. Obviously, I can't control it, but I certainly am responsible for helping predict and prepare for people, and so when we have a situation like we have tomorrow, yeah, I feel it. I feel the tension from it. I feel the nerves.
There's a lot of decisions that need to be made around
Exactly.
here, depending upon what tomorrow's weather is. You're looking at everything from on the grounds, potential evacuations like we had last year. What's going to happen with certain venues, hospitality spaces? Where are we at right now, knowing it could change over the course of the next 12 hours?
Well, right now, the models are a little more bullish on bringing in some pretty strong thunderstorms in the later afternoon and evening. At this point, looks more, 2 to 6. Again, that can change. What's going to really make a difference is what happens in the morning and how long that rain holds on. If the rain from the overnight hours in the morning moves out pretty quickly and we get any sunshine at all in this what's called a warm sector, you're going to feel the humidity really go up tomorrow after that rain moves out. If you start seeing some sunshine, things like that, breaks in the overcast, the instability is going to be there. It doesn't take much to fire off some of these storms ahead of a cold front coming through. So it's really going to be how much the morning rain kind of zaps us of that energy and instability. But at this point, it looks like it may move out in time to where we'll have enough dry periods to kind of get the atmosphere juiced up again and ready for that cold front.
And Bob, how do players, when they know that's coming, how are they pacing themselves through the second round into the third, knowing it might be total, it might be partial, you don't know what's going to happen going into Sunday?
I think the biggest thing is you got to maintain, flexibility, right? And you have to make sure that you stay patient because you honestly, what Kim was saying, you could go out in the morning and there could be no electricity in the air, and you could play a soft golf course and you don't have to worry about a whole lot aside from a little bit of rain. And then in the afternoon, maybe you get a little delay, or there's a lightning in the area. You might play one shot, two shots. You might have to peg your ball on the green and then get everyone's sirens off the golf course, and then you got to go back out. So, the back freezes up, the hammies get tight. You got to maintain a lot of flexibility. And with her expertise, I think that, all the caddies really will be packing the bag for the, variability of weather. And, her being on top of her game, which like she always
Always.
Thank you. Thank you.
is a very critical point to how these players perform and the caddies perform with the players.
She's my go-to. We call all the time when we need a little tip of what's happening, and always is spot on, and that's great. What we do know is today there is golf being played on the Detroit Golf Club, and Kim Alden, you get to go out and have a little bit of fun on the golf course. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
I think your favorite player, if I'm going to guess right, played this morning. But who are some of your favorite players that are playing here?
Ricky Fowler.
Everybody loves Ricky Fowler, right? And
Yeah.
you've got an orange hat to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. You going to have fun today?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is
Kim,
his first tournament, by the way.
but he's a big golf
He's a
fan.
new golfer. He's
Yeah.
well, he's been golfing for 3 years now. And I thought I dodged a bullet, a financial bullet, when none of my boys were interested in hockey.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, all right,
Good.
baseball's a lot less expensive for equipment than hockey. And
And 4 o'clock
golf
wake
stuck
ups
up on
up.
You.
Yeah.
Right, I have a tennis player. That was all right. No problem. A few rackets, I'm good to go. And then this one's like, I'm really getting interested in golf. I was like, yeah, how
Oops.
bad could that be?
Better go back to work.
Hang out in a second. Mom's got to get another job. So, but he loves it, and it's great. It's just, you know, it's fun to see him excited. And again, this is his first tournament, so he's so thank you for having him.
Do you have some friends that you like to play with?
Yeah.
That play golf. Yeah, that's the best. That's one thing you will learn is you go into college and you get it is golf is a sport that will be with you for life and it will continue to connect you with friends like I am with this old guy right here.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Results is the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter what's on the bottom of that club or what's shut on your shirt. Results is all that matters. When I started playing golf, I used a female driver for 2 years that was 2 inches shorter than all the other buddies of mine. And I was beating their butts all day long.
Oh, nice.
So
there
just
you go.
Remember, results is what matters.
Having that fun is all that matters.
I was trying to save Mom a little money there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Her
was
eyes got real big when I said that.
Perfect. So the clubs are a little short. It's okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
Bob keeps trying to give me lessons, and I'm like,
no,
don't take it serious unless you take it serious. And I don't. I go out. You know, I've been around golf all my life. My daughter's middle name is Augusta. I love the sport. Yeah, it is.
How sweet is that?
And
really?
Yeah. Wow. And I like it because of the socialization and the participation, getting out in nature and all that. But we come from very different fronts. I've never had a lesson, nor will I ever.
So, Kim, here's the thing. I don't ever want to give him a lesson. So we all got to go play golf one day. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I don't want to give him a lesson is because he's so entertaining. He might make 3 birdies in a row, and then he might hit 4 houses in a row. You never know.
Keeps you on your toes. You never know what to expect. That's fun, right?
I've had a few shots. I was actually playing at Augusta with the chairman at the time, Billy Payne, and I was so nervous on the first tee. They announce your name down there at Augusta. They're like,
oh, wow.
Now on the team. And you're just like, your hands are shaking. I hit the ball like over the clubhouse, over the concession. And nobody hits it over the clubhouse at Augusta. He looks at me. And then, like you said, I went birdie, par, par, par. And he's like, you are messed up.
I call him the variable.
The variable. Well, it's like throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game.
Yeah.
You never know. You know, they may hit it directly and might be a great ball player. And then all of a sudden they get up there to throw out that first pitch, a celebrity or someone, and it just goes rogue. I think
Absolutely.
That happened the other day.
Rep Hamilton last night.
Was that
low and outside?
Yeah, low and outside. Yeah, exactly. Just never know what to expect.
He was out here yesterday. Are you excited to be on the course today?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. Yeah. It's just, you know, the energy coming in and the people. And, you know, I love these events coming to Detroit. Yeah, I would prefer, you know, something with a roof and a thermostat when I have to forecast for a big event. So I'm really excited about the Lions getting back in. And, you know, no one cares if it's storming at Ford Field because it's going to be, you know, dry and 70 inside.
Right.
But, you know, we've had all these big events. They've all been outside. And, you know, this getting 4 days in a row, though, you guys have to give me a break, though. In late June, early July, let's get 4 dry days in Metro Detroit. It's just really tough to do. I do want to mention Sunday, too. And, Bob, maybe you can talk about this. You know, storms are one thing. We could get some very heavy rain. So, obviously, that's going to affect the greens.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some wind on Sunday. Possibly, you know, 20, 25, maybe even 30 mile per hour winds. So it'll be much less humid. It'll be very dry. There'll be northerly winds. But I'm sure that's got to play into things as well when you get those kind of winds.
Yeah, so you could start in the morning and the greens are a little softer, and then the wind comes in, the dry weather comes in, and the cool front comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they go from, you know, a fast to really fast.
Yeah.
Within 2 or 3 holes. So,
okay.
And that also goes in the fact that it takes those fairways from wider to narrower because the balls are hitting and bouncing. So that's where, you know, obviously your expertise comes in. But, like, from a golfer's point of view, mm-hmm. when that wind and the caddy's point of view, if you don't know hole to hole, you know, back nine to front nine, you have no idea. Like, it could change two or three on the step meter as far as speed goes.
So you're saying I should probably be with the caddies then and just follow them around, right, on Sunday?
The caddies are the ones that give
those
the information.
Those are the ones, right? Yeah, so those are the
players
ones.
Players hit
I,
it. Yeah.
Yep, that's the, then that's who we need
caddies
to follow
around.
Caddies
are the catchers of the golf.
Well, they
golf
ask world. Alden, actually, this year where he golfs to caddy. He's 12. He's old enough now, but he said, you know, I don't know about carrying these big
bags.
These bags. And he's like, maybe I wait until next year to do that.
Yeah,
so.
I'd like someone carry your bag. That's where we got to go with this.
There you
that's
go.
That's right.
With your female club that's 2 inches too short,
whatever.
Right? Because it doesn't matter.
As long as it goes down the middle, buddy. That's all you need, Alden.
We have two of the best producers on this show, the Kingpin, and he loves all the places I take the remotes to. They're always outside. They're cold. They're chilly. And we love being in the elements. Mike Parsons, who does a great job with Paul W. Danielle Mason, is back in the studio as well. Couldn't do it without you guys, and much appreciated. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back Sunday, 8 to 10, right here on WJR. Hope you'll join us. And as always, keep driving, Detroit.